What's good, the good people of the podcast world? I am back with a new podcast. You know, Christmas came in and went, and I said, man, I ain't get my folks that follow me on my podcast nothing for Christmas. So I might as well put out a new episode, and that's what I decided to do today. Things have been a lot better for me, guys. A lot better again. Let's pray it stays this way. I'm back doing stand-up full-time again. I actually did the Stardome this weekend. A lot of y'all not familiar with comedy and stuff, but Stardome is one of the dopest. It's actually the biggest comedy club in America. Like, this place is huge, man. Like, I had already seen so many people do Stardome, and I've always wanted to do Stardome. And just to be up there and to kick it with Henry Welch all weekend, and sold out show after sold out show, I was just amazed, man. I was really taken back by the love that I got from people out here in Birmingham, Alabama, because I'm not from here and I talk real fast. So I know a lot of times it'd be kind of like speech barriers, but I mean, to have white people and black people walk up to me after the show and be like, yo, you are funny. Like, that was a real confident booster. So, man, it's a good way to end the year for me. I'm going into 2021 with booked events already. Jet Wilson and Friends is back up and going. We full speed with it. The first one going to be in my hometown again. And then the second one, I'm working on a spot in Orlando. I'm just trying to spread my name all across Florida, up and down, and then Georgia, and then Alabama. Like, just take over the South. And give people visuals as well. And also, my show, Rodney, y'all, is streaming on Vimeo. So it's a lot of good things going, man. I'm trying to keep this positive energy. I never sit back and really realize all that I'm doing. But, yeah, I'm doing a lot. I guess I can say I'm doing a lot. A lot of people took lessons from 2020. I've been getting asked, what did I learn from 2020? You know, I hate hearing people say, if you didn't learn anything about yourself in 2020, you just wasted a year. Like, no, that's not true. I've already kind of knew who I was. I've always been praised highly by my peers and stuff. So I knew who I was. What I didn't know was who were the people around me. You know what I'm saying? Like, who were the people that I was loving? You know? And man, 2020 showed me exactly who they were, because I had already knew who I was. I've been the same way for forever. I've been the same way. Very innovative, creative, outgoing. I've been that guy forever, but I didn't know that the people around me have to be the same way, and they have to want to see me be great. You see, people will treat you different when you down bad. When you down bad, they can deal with you because you down bad. But when you start getting yourself together and you start walking in your purpose and you start stepping different and you start looking different, you know what I'm saying? They can just see that. They can see what you can't see. They can see that finished product before you can see it. You know, so, I mean, they will treat you like shit when you get your shit together. And that's crazy. And that's what I learned, that, you know, certain people around me didn't want to see me level up. But they can't stop that. You know, I can't stop that. It's a lot of stuff that get placed in my lap. Like, I could just be sitting down and God will place it in my lap because it's for me. It ain't for nobody else. I ain't got to go run it, chase it. It's for me. It's for me. I ain't got to do that. It's for me. I'm supposed to get this. I'm not feeling, I don't walk around feeling entitled to anything. I'm supposed to be where I'm at. When I'm down bad, I'm supposed to be down bad. When I'm up, I'm supposed to be up. You know, I was in isolation this year, basically. Like, I was by myself a lot. I spent a lot of time alone. A lot of time alone. In 2021, I'm going to spend more time alone, but my alone won't be lonely. It'll be my energy is going to be given to who I want to give it to. See, I'm holding people accountable this year. 2021, I'm holding you accountable. The most important person I'm going to hold accountable, though, is myself. I'm going to hold myself accountable. For anything I do, anything I don't do, I'm going to hold myself accountable. And that's a lesson that I want y'all to take from 2020 and taking it to 2021. I'm sorry. Be accountable for your actions. Be accountable. Men hate being accountable. A man hate being accountable. Be accountable. You know who hate being accountable more than a man? A woman. Ladies, be accountable for your actions, ladies. You let these niggas treat you how you allow them to treat you. All right. Don't that we ain't doing that in 2021. 2021, you treating us like kings and queens, like real kings and queens. Trust. That's on trust, man. So y'all take that and I want y'all to run with that. Man, happy new year, man. We really about to step this year, man. Like, we really stepping this year, you know? My fans, my following, my family, we stepping this year. And I want y'all to step with me, man. All right? Keep y'all heads up. Stay focused. And it's love.